Absolutely. I mean, and that's why we've chosen for our core focus and our niche and our expertise and where we put our money to be education. There's a lot we should do and can do for adults. And there's a lot of things that we should be doing as adults to create stronger enterprises and stronger communities, stronger organizations in Birmingham. But we feel like the best investment is in young people. They are the future. They are the future citizens that are going to have the energy and the creativity and the financial power and resources to create new and better communities in Birmingham. So we're going to hedge our bet on them. And that's it. I mean, it's in order to create a sustainable, healthy Birmingham, we feel like the best place to put our time and money is in Birmingham City School students.
What is a typical day at Jones Valley Teaching Farm?
We'll have staff that are farming literally on the farm. We'll have staff that are teaching on the farm daily. And then we have staff that are in classrooms and on school campuses daily. So we have programs that are taught inside the classrooms, outside the classrooms on school campuses. And then we also have programs that are offered to our partner schools that extend beyond the school day and are offered to families. Or we run a student-run farmers market after school, and the students are running their own market, selling fresh produce directly to teachers and students and parents and community members around that school. And then I'm running around town trying to convince everyone that that's something they can invest in or shouldn't be investing in.
So these mainly Birmingham City Schools students, they're getting nutrition lessons, life lessons, they're getting science, they're getting math. The math might be measuring or building something. They're learning how to handle money at these farmers markets. They're learning about business, ecology, healthy ecosystems. It sounds almost like your organization is sort of trying to do what the school system is supposed to be doing.
I've never thought about it in those terms. I hope people see it in that way though. But we have a tough time gaining and earning credibility within the traditional educational sector and field.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, I think we're the food-based group, and so that's what we do and that's what we can do. But I want our education staff to be as respected and valued as teachers that are teaching on a daily basis in classrooms, or as groups like Teach for America that are outside support groups in a way coming in to work within the system. Nationally, they receive a ton of praise and a ton of acclaim. They also receive a ton of criticism, but they are very good at what they do because, I mean, just simply look at their growth, and look at who they're recruiting and putting into classrooms. We want to be viewed as that same type of partner, one that can come in and be as effective as a teacher and as an educator, as the best teachers and educators that are already working within the system.
So, in your ideal world, if Jones Valley Teaching Farm is doing everything that you want it to be doing, let's say you have access to student A in a pre-K or kindergarten program. He's involved with Jones Valley Teaching Farm the whole way through. When he graduates his senior year, tell me about him. What is your sort of ideal goal for a student that's been involved with the farm? What is different about his life and how he approaches life or
Right.
she approaches life?
That individual has participated on a weekly basis at the K-8 level. They've gone through Family Kitchen with their family. They've helped run a student market or have shopped at the student market on a weekly basis. They've gone through the investigative learning kits. They've gone through numerous project-based learning programs. And then they've entered into Woodlawn High School and they've chosen to work with us. They've chosen to work on the urban farm behind Woodlawn High School, or the proposed urban farm behind Woodlawn High School. They've helped run a good school food business out of their high school through the farm and through the produce on the farm, selling produce to their local community, selling produce to the Birmingham market, looking at ways to add value-added products and grow that business. And they've gotten on-the-ground, real entrepreneurial experience with Jones Valley at Woodlawn High School. And they've been a leader in their school. And they move on, they go to college. And after college, they raise a family, they stay in Birmingham. They're practicing healthy eating habits with their family. Their kids know what local food is. They know what whole food is. They like it. They know how to cook it. And that student has been highly successful from an academic standpoint, highly successful at leading his or her peers to solve problems, to identify and solve problems in their own community and food-related problems in their own community, because that is what we do. And they're raising a family, and they're happy. And they're happy to live in Birmingham.